Welcome, everyone. I'd like to call to order the August 3rd regular city council workshop meeting tonight. Would you all please rise for a short prayer and the pledge of allegiance? Father in heaven, we thank you tonight that your eye is upon this city and upon us as we make decisions. Help us be wise and to make the decisions that will affect the future of this community. In Jesus' name, amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
May be seated. Item 1.03 on our agenda is the roll call. And I'm pleased to report that the entire council is here tonight. So we'll move to item 1.04, citizen input. Is there any citizen here tonight? Excuse me, is there any citizen here tonight who would like to address the Othello City Council? Please raise your hand. Okay. Hearing none. We'll move on to item 2.01, council budget committee schedule. As we move into budget season, our trusty guide through budget process is the city's finance officer, Spencer Williams, and he has some information that he'd like to present to the council tonight. Spencer?
Yeah, thank you very much. Tonight I was going to do a couple of quick things as we're starting to get into our budget season for the year as we plan for 2016. Now, the first thing I wanted to go through is just briefly show you the what the next couple of months are going to look like. Right now in August, each one of the department heads have been reviewing copies of their budgets, and they're starting to estimate where they think their current budget for 15 is going to be ending, and so we can start building preliminary numbers for 2016. And in the last couple of weeks of September and the first week or so of October, that's when we're going to have our council budget committee meetings. And really, that's what the meat of what I wanted to talk about tonight. But then in November, we'll be presenting the budget in a couple of different sections at council meetings. We're going to go through some of the wish list items, and then hopefully we'll be able to pass the budget in late November. We have through the end of the year, December 31st. But if we can pass it a bit early, then great. That's where we've been passing our budget towards the end of November for the last couple of years. And anyway, so that's what the next couple of months is going to look like as far as the budget goes. So for our council budget committee meetings, I have a list here that I wanted to go through and just kind of get your input, see what you think, see what your availability is. This is a schedule that's much like the one that we did last year. I made a couple of different changes. The street, water, sewer committees last year were the same meeting. And the idea there was when we're doing street work, we're going to be doing water and sewer work along with the street work. So let's have those conversations together, which is a great idea. We just found that one committee meeting was kind of long. And so I split those up. So we have street and water sewer, but I left the same council members on each one of those, number 4 and 5. So there's 8 different committees here. And this is just for your information, for you to take home and start comparing against your schedule, see what your availability is. See if you're interested in the specific committee that you're on here, or if you want to move around a little bit, so we can just kind of have an open discussion here if you'd like, or we can come back and we can revisit this once you've had a chance to look at your schedules.
I think last year we had at least one, maybe two meetings that were after 5, and I think that was to accommodate a couple like Eugene and Mark because of their inability to to attend a lunch meeting. Is that still the case, guys?
I should be able to attend at 12.
A noon meeting? Okay. So Eugene.
So Eugene is just on. I'm going to sit down so I can work this game.
I'm on solid waste.
So you're just on that one, number six, there. So we can move that one to...
6:15.
Okay.
That's our court.
I can do that. Yeah. Well, so I'll move that one to 6:15.
And Mark and Corey, that's fine with you guys, too? Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry. Anybody else on any of these potential dates? Do you guys need a chance to come back and, or are you pretty solid with those tonight?
I'll be gone. I'm on the Contracts Committee. That's September the 23rd. And I'll be gone from the 14th to about the 30th.
Of September?
September.
Okay, so, let's see, you're on the Park and Rec.
I'd say the 15th after my council meeting.
So of those dates, you're only on the Contracts one?
Say that again?
Of those dates that you're gone, you're only on the number one meeting for the contract?
Well, yeah, because I'll be here for Parks and Rec to 10:07.
Yeah, so for that, we can have somebody else want to jump in, or we can bump that one?
If you're doing the meeting, I'm moving that, that's fine, you know. You do the meeting in the evening.
So then Ken Johnson and Gina Darrow. What's that look like for your...
It would be fine for me.
Your ability?
I'll make it work. That's in the school season, and I don't know what the sports looks like by then, but...
Okay.
But I'll make it work.
And the thing is, this isn't set in stone, so if we get up there and something happens, it's just not possible, we can move these around. So if I move, I'll take Angel Garzoff, add Eugene Bain, and move that one to 6:15 also.
Spencer, would it be appropriate also at this time that if the council, if there's some things that they wanted to, A, either be included or evaluated within the budget, for them to submit to you a list of those items?
Yes, that'd be great. I had a list. Wade and I were talking about that this morning. I put together a preliminary list of some of the things that I've been collecting throughout the year that have come from you as council members, mayor, Wade, and department heads. I can talk about some of those really quickly.
Sure.
In the general fund, we had, there was interest in starting to build up money for building repair and maintenance for things like carpet or windows or painting the building, things that are eventually going to come due for the building. And it'd be nice to have money set aside for those kinds of expenses. We've talked about starting some type of central services fund, one where we can put a little bit of money away each year so that when it comes time to purchase new computers for the city hall side, for squad cars, for the other police things, that we can have a little bit of money saved up for some of those purchases. On the police side, new squad cars is, I assume, going to be in with the red zone items. A couple of them, two of those. Dispatch radio equipment and recording equipment. I believe in the parks, there is interest in a new lawnmower, I think. On the fire side, putting more money away for a new fire truck and possibly some money for a new generator. The fire chief was here a month or so ago talking about a new generator. On the street fund, next year we have, the 14th Avenue project is going to be coming down the pike next year, as we've talked about. Also, there's been interest in hiring an extra position for the Public Works Department. A few years ago, we lost one position, and so there's been interest in reinstating that position in Public Works. On the water side, we have the water supply study with Travis. He's been working through a couple of different grants. Some have some matching money. The water supply study is a $74,000 project. $25,000 of that is grant, the other $49,000 is matched, local match. And on the solid waste side, some money for alley approaches. That's been something that we've been doing every year also. But if you also have, if you have things that are, that you want us to take a look at, we can start investigating, and we can bring to those council budget committees with more dollars and with more information. We can, we can add anything and consider, consider anything.
So council, I'd approve, I would encourage you, if you do have some additional ideas or some things you'd like to see, or would need some kind of staff research, to contact Wade and or Spencer or both, and just let them know what your thoughts are and your ideas. And so we're not going to get into that tonight during the meeting, but I would encourage you then to contact them directly, and they will make sure that those items are discussed during our preliminary budget hearings.
One thing to add, Sean, that you and I talked about was also the ADA issues. We're going to start working those as well. And Varela's going to start doing us, is working on a plan for us for that as well. So that's something that may be an additional expense, is to start addressing in the next year some of the ADA issues that we have in the city.
Yes.
Just for your, yes, sir. So we need to, we really need the budget for that. Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Yep. Spencer, you have anything else?
Well, no, that's it for the discussion tonight.
Okay.
When do we see a, I mean, you know, we have a budget, here's where we're at the budget.
Yeah.
When do we see that throughout the year?
For starting to, like, for closing out 2015?
Well, I mean, June's already come and gone.
Yeah.
July's already come and gone. And usually mid-year you see a, if we're doing it on a calendar year basis, usually you see your mid-year budget where you're at.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been showing those to Wade and the mayor and the department heads. We've seen a truncated version in some of the monthly reports that I send up. But we haven't done a presentation on that. I can certainly do that. See where we're at in different funds and some of the different activities.
Because we're going into budget planning, and in budget planning, you need to know what you've spent year to date.
That's usually included in our committee meetings on the different areas that go through the budget.
When
year to date and projected for 2016.
And Spencer, every month he gives me a really good, in fact, that we talked about including that. For you guys to look at, I'm a simple guy. I like bar graphs, visuals. You know, here's where we are. Here's where we were last year. It's a pretty good thing. So that's a pretty good presentation of how we're doing. If you guys would like to see that, we could include that. Yeah. Do you guys want to see it in this form, or would you want to see it just sent to you? It's pretty self-explanatory, and he some of the anomalies that show up. Like a grant that all of a sudden makes it look like we're doing real good, or we spent some money this year we didn't spend last year. Spencer puts out his explanation, so it's up to you all. We can provide what you want.
It would kind of help to several meetings ago, I asked for staff to look into the costs associated with well number 6 and upgrading well number 6 to a VFD, lowering the voltage. You know, what would it cost to take that to a 600 horsepower motor and put it on a VFD, and you know, and so that we can analyze where we're at on the water sewer budget right now, what we have left available to spend, you know, and if they came up with something, could we get that done? Because I think it would extend the longevity of that pump considerably if we did some work on it, and then periodically look at different projects that we could do within our budget, you know, as we see money, you know, that's not being spent that we could take care of.
Yeah, we try and do that. You know, for instance, I think the bathroom, the bathroom up in Lions Park,
But we capitalize that.
Right, but that's just an example where we, you guys said, let's look at mid-year. We did, we had some monies we weren't going to spend this year, and, yeah, so you'd like to see more of that, is what I hear you saying, more of that analysis.
Well, I look at the well number six modifications, not as a capital item, but as a budget item that could be spent through the budget if we knew where the budget was, if we got good pricing on it, and we could phase certain of those things in, you know? Come October when six isn't being used as much, maybe we could do that work on it. But you wouldn't have to do it all at one time. You know, you could have them come in and lower the voltage down to 480 and put a 600 horsepower, you know, pump in there, and that's good for an end. And then later on, look at getting a VFD that you could regulate the speed on that so it's not slamming all across the line, you know, continuously. Look at phasing certain things in throughout the year under a budget versus capitalizing it, expensing it.
Yeah, I have a couple of spreadsheets that I think you'd be really interested in, and I can include some more of those in my monthly reports, and we can talk through some of those. We could also have some of that discussion in a water sewer committee meeting, if whatever's easier. Yeah, but yeah, I can present that information to you.
Okay.
I have it, so.
So will you prepare for the council a revised budget schedule then for the preliminary budget hearings? And then we can start making preparation for that. And if council will provide with Spencer and Wade any additional items you guys want to see considered in the budget, please get that information to them as well. Do you have anything more for us tonight, Spencer? Thank you. Item three, are there any committee reports tonight? Is there any item four, is there any unfinished business to come before the council?
I just got a question for Terry. At our last meeting, we talked about the new bathroom up there. You also said that we were going to get rid of the old one. Is there no need for a bathroom there? I know.
We're thinking about taking the old bathroom and leaving the old bathroom, gotten the inside of it and using it as storage for all of our park supplies, paper products, garbage cans, and then setting the new bathroom for the budget for this year, the bigger bathroom, just to the east of it and plumbing it in.
But that's up by the closer to the pool, right?
The one that we're going to put in here in about 85 days that we approved here, we'll set up closer to that bigger gazebo up by well three, by the tower, high spot of the hill, and then we'll plumb it in to the pool sewer line.
So we won't be changing it into any storage until after we have a bigger bathroom
correct.
In place?
Yeah. Correct.
But there's no need for a bathroom down there now?
No, there is a need for that bathroom. That bathroom is not ADA.
Well, Terry, let's correct me if I'm wrong. You're talking about putting the one bathroom, and you went up on the hill, and then aren't you talking about doing an additional bathroom?
Yeah, we're gonna in the budget process this year. We're gonna ask for another bathroom down to replace the bigger bathroom in the center of the park.
Okay.
But we're not gonna do anything with that one until we get this one set here in about 85 days.
Okay.
And then in the new process, we'll ask for this other one, which will be a little bit bigger than that, but that one won't go away until we set it. And then we'll gut the inside of it and use it for storage. Means we have our cord, vendor cord, and other things down there.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what
a little backwards what we got.
Okay.
So.
Thank you. Any other unfinished business? Item five, is there any new business that's come before the council tonight? Hearing none, we'll move to item six. Potential litigation. The council will now enter into executive session to discuss potential litigation, and we may be taking action after the session. I anticipate the session to last how long, do you think, please?
At least 15 minutes.
Okay, we'll go with 20 minutes?
Yeah.
So, at this time, I'd like to adjourn at 7:20 p.m. and ask the staff to prepare the council chambers for... Okay, I'd like to come back into session at 7:50 p.m. City Council has before it a contract for services from Mankey, Jackson, and Bayer. In order to represent us in this matter at hand, we need to approve a contract. So at this time, I'd entertain a motion to approve a contract with Mankey, Jackson, and Bayer.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
We have a motion made and seconded. All those in favor of the motion, say aye.
I would.
Aye.
I'm abstaining from voting.
Mark Snyder's going to abstain for conflict?
Conflict, yeah.
For a conflict of interest. Okay. Very good. Thank you, Mark. Thank you, Council. Now, the Council will also receive 7.01, the Planning Commission meeting minutes for April, May, and June. And having no further business to come before the council, I'll adjourn tonight's meeting at 7:51 p.m.